Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
The American Adversaries Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen, back home in the relaxing comfort studios. And it sure is relaxing here tonight. Nice autumn-like weather going on outside. How
about
that?
We call that football weather, except it's 4 months into the season.
I mean, this is not long.
I know. Give me a break.
Hey, when I was a kid, any weather was football weather.
That's right.
We played sandlot football year-round.
Remember playing in the street and everything? Not like today, where it's organized from the day you're 3 years old, which is sort of sad, actually.
Yep. We had an old churchyard that we'd go down there.
And everybody played tackle and everything.
Exactly, yeah.
No, that's exactly right. In this day and age, if you're not on an organized team at six, you'll never make the NFL, according to all the coaches.
That's right. So we are here. We are back in the Relax and Comfort studio, and I hope you'll sit back and relax and listen to the show for the next couple of hours. And then don't forget, got great radio that follows us up with Larry Elder every night. Okay, yeah, we do have a big show once again lined up for you tonight. It is Contest Thursday, and we'll give you that contest challenge and run through the prize package here in mere moments. But first of all, let me once again thank you for listening on FM 105.5 or AM660TheAnswer.com or AM660TheAnswer.com or our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and we're still reaching out, trying to reach our prize winner. As soon as we do that, we're going to try to get to
I think what happened, Chris, is she realized she had to go out to dinner with us. So we probably won't be getting a call.
you did tell us you didn't have to pay, right, Chris?
You left that out of the prize pack.
But here's what we did. You know, actually, Jeff called last night and got someone to answer, and the person we were looking for wasn't there. And Jeff said, please leave a message. Okay. We're calling from WORL Radio, and she's won a prize. And the individual said, yeah, right, and hung up the phone.
Nice.
So evidently our contest winner didn't say that they were
that
prepped.
Funny? Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to continue to get a hold of her. However, it did dawn on me last night that Maybe we can't.
Maybe we have a second drawing, so, right, Chris?
So exactly. So what I did was I kept all of the names. We had them in a fishbowl.
No, I saw you officially do it. Put it in the bag. And, we're ready to go.
And we'll have photos on our Facebook page where you can see where the mayor of Apopka, Brian Nelson, drew the winning ticket. And so I saved the rest of them just in case we can't get a hold of this individual. We'll give it a week or so. Okay, we'll get a fair amount of time, and if we can't get a hold of the individual, we'll do another prize drawing, maybe on a Thursday night, right here, where you'll be able to see it on Facebook.
Right.
All right, so that is that. So it is contest night tonight for our regular contest challenge, and we do have, as judges, of course, the union boss himself, the chairman of the board, Michael McBath, not the McBath that won the congressional
seat in
Georgia, actually.
I just want to meet Taylor Swift, that's all.
All right, we also have Nick Grounds of the British American Chamber of Commerce.
Good evening, everybody.
And swing that microphone around because we have the renowned... caught him in milk.
I got a bit of honey in my mouth.
I got a bit of honeys.
Oh my gosh,
I haven't seen those in years. That, of course, is Randy Ross, Trump 2020
I can't believe Jack is here. I'm so excited.
I'm telling you. And she excites us all. And we also have in the studio the man about town, Rick Brown.
How are you doing, sir?
Excellent, excellent.
Good. And I brought Milano's.
All right. Yeah,
that's not as good a bit of honey. I'm right.
Damn.
We got all the sweet things in the studio tonight, including Mike McBath, the sweetest of them all. He is a really big teddy bear.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And of course, we do have from Relax and Comfort, Jackie Ricardo. Jackie, great to see you.
Hello, hello, everybody. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, everybody.
And by the way, we're out presently on Rick Brown's Facebook page, momentarily going to be on the American Adversaries Facebook page, so everybody can see us on camera there. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart, and on the bridge tonight is Michelle Kay. MK is on the bridge. Jeff didn't make it tonight. So, Michelle, you know you have to be one of the judges for our contest, right? You didn't know? You did know? Okay, you're all right with that?
Oh, yeah, you're
okay
you're
with that?
First up, to be exact, Michelle.
That's
right, surprise.
No.
All right, so we do have the contest lines open. The number is 407-774-8255. Here is the challenge.
I will give you a vast field to select from. And what this is let us know who you perceive as the most despicable political figure in America over the last 6 months. And I think we got a great cross-section
view. Does it have to be limited to the last 6 months?
Does it? Well, you know, we could go back. There's many, but I think we got a lot in the last 6 months to be able to dance with. Yeah. And that means it doesn't have to just be a congressman or, you know, a senator. It can be somebody that was involved in a political situation like Crazy Maisie or whatever, you know. So give us who you perceive the most despicable political figure. Now, we always give an example. Mine, and I'm going to make mine relevant to right here in Central Florida. How about this one? Bernie Sanders. And why would I say that? Well, for you Republicans, you got to go look at the voting in Seminole County and see how many votes came out of UCF. You had that scumbag, Bernie Sanders, who knows he's a liar the whole time. He knows his economic programs have no value at all. He consistently lies.
I'm not sure it's lying.
Well, what would you call it? I know he has a different perception of how the world should run. His perception is he made $3 million over the last 3 years. He's against the 1%. He's working on his fourth house right now, and he acts like, you know, Trump and his economic program is not there. So it's Bernie Sanders for me.
Wow.
I'm going hot, and I hope everybody has that much of emotion toward the person they don't like.
If everybody answers that way, the show will be over.
Mike, it's 7 o'clock.
Now, you know, it just dawned on me, though, if somebody picks Bernie Sanders...
Well, they could come up with another reason they dislike him if it's better than mine or whoever.
There are so many reasons to dislike Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, there is. So I know. So just give us your reason and we'll judge from there.
All right.
So we should just have it that's Bernie Sanders and what's the reason?
Yeah, give us your reason.
It might be better if everybody had a different person and a different reason. Okay, well, that is the challenge for tonight. Who is the despicable one? All right. And
You mentioned one thing, though. What were you talking about? How did UCF play a part?
saying
that.
Is, if you go look at the voting tab and everything, and understand
in other words, it was fertile ground for the Democrats out there.
Extremely fertile. They worked extremely hard.
I want to talk with you a little bit more extensively throughout the show, because it turns out all of Orange County was extremely fertile ground for the Democrats, and a heck of a lot of Seminole County was a fertile ground for
41% voted for Gillum.
Isn't that something?
41%, Rick? Mm-hmm.
Seminole County.
Can you pinpoint? You couldn't pinpoint, though, how many came out of, like, the UCF.
I even know their addresses.
Yeah, no, that's right. You're right.
But you could look at the precincts where they voted from.
I think, actually, UCF is just in Orange County. The Seminole County line is right there between UCF and Oviedo, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
So you just wonder where those kids go in the school.
They might live out there.
That's true. But the bottom line is Orange County is now solidly blue, and Seminole County is rapidly turning such. And we'll talk about that, because a lot of that has to do with organization. Don't you think so, Randy?
Absolutely.
We're going to resolve
150%,
that, 150%.
Looking forward to that conversation.
Okay. Yep. All right. So
after I get this bit of honey out of my
mouth. That goes away.
He's going to take his teeth out with
him. Nobody can see this, but Rick's got like this very healthy. He's got mints over here. He's got his own little candy. Like, what is this? Little cookies?
The cookies. Raspberry chocolate.
You know, I think if somebody would have thought of it and they wanted to quiet you down, that's what they would do it with, right?
Because you can't talk with it.
I know.
All right, I just got this from Jerry from Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. And by the way, Jerry and Jana pony up part of the prize package, which is a gift certificate to Cafe Positano. That's part of what you're playing for. Now he says, hold on there, fella. Seminole County is not turning blue. Well, I tell you what, if we have something to do about it, it sure won't.
But it was only 5 points in the presidential election in 2016 that we won Seminole County, correct?
And a lot of it has to do with lack of organization in both Republican executive committees. Tell me if I'm wrong, fellas. I mean, Rick, you know Seminole County Republican Executive Committee. Are they up to the snuff?
They routinely back the wrong horse.
And you get nothing. And what about?
I think we saw that. We were at the Seminole County event. It was like, and I love Bob Cortez and Mike Miller, but it was like being at a funeral. Really was, because, I mean, you're sitting there, you're all excited, you walk in, and one after the other, we start realizing that they all lost in Orange County.
Yeah.
They didn't win in Seminole County, and that was a real eye-opener, I think, for all of us. And how did that happen?
Here's how it happened, and this disgusts me. It happened because those candidates were hung out to dry.
Mm-hmm.
They were out there all by themselves. They had no help from the Orange. Mike Miller should have had all the help he could get from both Orange County and Seminole County executive committees. He got zip, zero, not a bit.
Correct.
And Bob Cortez, the same, from the Seminole County people up there. I mean, if they're not going to be doing what they need to be doing, then they need to get out of the way and let somebody else do it.
You know, leadership, I think, was blind to the demographic changes that are happening in Seminole and Orange County.
We've got a
bunch of academic liberals moving in because UCF is growing so dramatically, right? We have the influx of the Puerto Ricans coming in from the South. And from the hurricane displacements. And I don't think anybody took that into consideration. They tried to run a campaign as usual strategy.
See, here's what an active Orange County, there's a lot of things they could be doing.
Right.
But in regard to what Mike was talking about with Bernie Sanders, because that's a sore point with Mike, and it's understandable.
And a valid one.
Because these people are going to be Democratic voters perhaps for a long time, not just now. Is that why isn't the local Republican executive people contacting the state or federal people saying, look, Bernie Sanders at UCF, we need to get somebody down there to counter him. We need to have somebody else come in there and present the conservative argument.
I know exactly what they're doing. They're holding leadership way too closely to their chest, because once they get in leadership, they think it's more power. The power is actually somewhat intoxicating to these people. That is not what Bob Cortez needed. That is not what Mike Miller needed.
No.
What they needed were people willing to knock on doors and make phone calls and do all the right things. And the reality was, we did a horrible job. I live in Orange County. I'm not trying to poo-poo the executive committee. I'm going to tell you, what I will tell you, what we did in 2016 worked. And what they did in 2018 did not. It didn't work in Seminole County either. And I would argue that all the way at the top, and now Blaze isn't going to be running again. And I know he gets bits and pieces of what we say. So I love Blaze. He's a great guy. But thank God he's not running again, because we need to throw all the cards up in the air and reinvent leadership at a local level and a statewide level, or we won't get this lucky again. And we're watching, even with this provisional ballot process, with Matt Caldwell now on the fence of possibly losing that race with over 575. And I hope we talk about provisional ballots tonight, because we're learning a lot right now in the last 24 to 48 hours of how quickly things can change.
Yeah, so-called provisional ballots. Those are the ones they keep in the trunk of the car until they know how many they need.
Everybody's calling me about that. I hope that when you have a little bit more time, we can talk about that tonight, because
we will.
I need to understand that myself. I thought it was something as simple as somebody just filled out the ballot inappropriately or their address is incorrect. How do you have tens of thousands of ballots that are all of a sudden showing up, and people are showing up today? Channel 9 was at the Orange County Supervisor of Elections interviewing people when they're walking in. Are you here to verify? Yeah, I got a notice. I'm here to verify. How would they even know that? I mean, do you have time to get that, to touch that many people, to get them out of their homes, to get them to the Supervisor of Elections to confirm their ballots? Give me a break.
Rick, you know, even though in Seminole County, and you got to have guys with imaginations on these committees, because take, like, if you just said, okay, we're going to have a seminar at UCF and we're going to talk about, well, you know, you might draw 100, 150 kids. And remember, the Obama group and all them were paying kids $15 and stuff to make the crowds look big. Just think about what took place at UCF. Here was UCF going into a 20-game win streak. You tell me the three or four weekends that they had their football games here, the Republicans couldn't have had a giant tent area, free beer, join the great guys, you know what I mean? And then
with voter guides.
You got
the
voter guides.
What was the biggest failure? We had no voter guides.
I bet you'd have drawn 3,000-4,000 kids into that web.
I know,
and
people
this is
working
what the Democrats
that were,
do
were,
so well.
I know people working polls that were making their own copies of their voter guides when the Democrats had bags.
Right.
They were handing out with full color. Sending it out or getting it out to people. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any of those resources. And why? Because somewhere somebody, maybe Lou Oliver, recommended we shouldn't be doing something like that. Let me tell you, those kind of things work. And we saw that with the Orange County Sheriff's race. When you get someone that has 13 prior arrests and no prior police experience, getting 180-something thousand votes, getting within 40,000 of winning.
That was unbelievable.
That is, that's the solution right there. We got to do a better job with our outreach.
That's right.
And, you know, the exec committees
I need another bit of honey. Hold on a second.
Stuff the milk done in his mouth.
Brandy, one of the things that's ignored is that a lot of these politicians, as they move the ladder, come from the city nonpartisan races and the county nonpartisan races, right? People like Alan Youngblood, who didn't get any kind of support from the party whatsoever, even though he's a strong Christian conservative, really needs to be sitting on the school board.
Right.
And he's not, right? The local races in the seven cities in Seminole County, right? We got people that lied their way into office. Actually, we're calling them Jim Henson and the Muppets, because all two of them are going to follow what the other guy says.
Right.
And the good guys that were running got absolutely no support. And what's going to happen? These people that are in office are going to find the support now because they're in office and they can grant favors and do what they want to do. And they're going to start moving up the ladder. And pretty soon, you're going to have people at the party that are going to be supported by the party, and they're the wrong people to be there.
And they don't look like you and me. That's what it comes down to. The people that really are the ones that matter are the ones that are getting lost in the shuffle, because all the people that get the recognition are the people that we keep lifting to running for office are all the same people.
Yeah. Yes.
Once again.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I wish we could go continue right now, but we do have to take a break. We come back, we'll take some contestants for our contest, and then we are going to continue this conversation, because this is important for Central Florida, because once again, we're on the front line for the whole nation here. And yeah, the recounts are going on and the votes are being mysteriously found. And now I do remember that George W. Bush won by 327 votes.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm not there yet. But this is obviously a problem that we have. And it's a problem, however, that we can at least, for the most part, solve ourselves. Because it's a lack of effort on our part. And by that, I mean Republicans in general. I don't mean any of us in particular. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your I-4 slowdowns as far back as Maitland right now. And they pick up through downtown Orlando and into the Millennia area. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after the 441. 408 eastbound is congested at the 408-417 exchange. You still have that close down on Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial due to the water main break. And you have a crash at Colonial Drive in Pine Hills that is contributing to slowdowns in that area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Comes by hearing.
Is shopping.
Okay, here we are. We are back. We are the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thanks for listening this evening. We really do appreciate it. It is Contest Thursday. We just have enough time to get one or two entries in, so we're going to go to Marvin. You're up first. Marvin, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling. Set the pace for us. Is Marvin still there?
Hello, Marvin.
Hello, Marvin. Hello,
Marvin. How about, Michelle, how about we try Ken? Do we have Ken?
Well, she's not. She missed both.
Okay.
She's walking around back there.
Okay, they're evidently having, she's having some problems on the board back there. Okay, in the meantime, we'll just go back to our conversation.
Hang here. On if you're there.
There you go. Just hang on if you're out there. We will be taking a break here in just a moment anyway, so we'll dispense with the calls for now. But we will get the phone bank working here and get right to our contest entries when we come back so that we can get some contest lines open. The line is 407-774-8255. If you are getting a busy signal, please continue to try. We're looking for the most despicable person. I never did go through the whole prize package. You guys
I don't know. We want to hear it. Deliver it to me.
Because part of it is a great smart pillow from Relax and Comfort.
Hey.
It is. And it's a travel pillow, too. You know it's a traveling season, Chris.
Yeah. Around the neck.
Yeah, it goes around the neck.
Oh, that's right. The travel pillow.
That's the one you gave me. I love it. I sleep with that thing every night.
Yeah.
But Randy, you're supposed to sleep
It's only
in
for
the
travel.
It keeps your head perfectly straight.
Oh, that does it too. Yeah, sure. You could use it for that. But the main reason is to take it with you. It's compact. It has a bamboo velvety cover, but it's made of bamboo. And it has a cool gel on the very inside of it, so it keeps you nice and cool.
And guess what, folks?
Beautiful.
If you go to Relax and Comfort.
The way she described it really was exciting.
I know, just
that's
beautiful.
Right. the way she says anything. But if you go to Relax and Comfort, any of one of their four stores, that's in Winter Park Villages, Sanford, Windermere, and The Villages, and you mention the American Adversaries, you will get 50% off of those bamboo, linen, or essential oil sleep pillows, right?
That's correct. You can also go and visit our stores and feel, touch anything else in there. And I have a really good promotion going on. So when we can talk about that in a little bit, I'll let you guys know you get a pre-Black Friday sale only for American Adversary listeners.
How about that? Oh. All right. We will take that break. Come back. Get to the contest entries for tonight's contest. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thank you so very much for doing so.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A police officer who didn't hesitate to run toward danger and a young man who aimed to join the military are among the 12 victims of a shooting at a bar in California. Ventura County Sheriff Sergeant Ron Hellis was described as a hero after rushing toward the gunfire. Cody Kaufman was a 22-year-old excited to welcome his baby sister. Justin Meek was a recent college graduate who worked with kids with developmental disabilities. And Elena Housley was a good kid with plans to study law. Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is refusing to concede the race to Republican rival and former Secretary of State Brian Kemp. Abrams' campaign said Thursday that it will not stop challenging Kemp's claim to victory until every single vote is counted. On Wall Street, the Dow by 11 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 40, the S&P lower by 7. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
Orange County's canvassing board met on Thursday to review and verify the election results. Several statewide races, including the Senate, are headed toward a recount. The canvassing boards have to verify voting results after every election, and provisional ballots are included in that. If there's a recount, it can happen as early as Monday. A woman was arrested on child abuse charges after witnesses reportedly saw her dragging a child by a harness. Officers received a 911 call on Tuesday night about 34-year-old Sarah Vijat yelling and dragging the child around, even having the child hitting his or her head on the floor of the bathroom. When confronted, Vijat came combative and even hit her own head on a patrol car hard enough to leave a dent. The child's information was not available and no other information was released. We have a high of 87 and a low of 70 and mostly sunny. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Yeah, I-4 slowdowns as far back as Maitland right now, and they pick up through downtown Orlando and into the Millennia area. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after the 441. 408 eastbound is congested at the 408-417 exchange. You still have that close down on Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial due to the water main break, and you have a crash at Colonial Drive in Pine Hills that is contributing to slowdowns in that area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, this is Roxy Astor from GLOW, one of the Park Avenue knockouts. When I'm not shopping or getting my nails done, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. These guys are the best when it comes to political professional wrestling. I'd step in the ring any day with these guys, but of course I'd win.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got us, the American Adversaries, here live, and we really appreciate it. All right, it is Contest Thursday. We're looking for the most despicable person in politics in the last 6 months or so. We'll get right to the phone lines. Once again, the judges are Mike McBath, Nick Grounds, Randy Ross, Rick Brown, Jackie Ricardo, myself, Christopher Hart, and Michelle, who is on the bridge tonight, sitting in for Jeff. 407-774-8255 is the number. We have one contest line open. Real quick, you just heard the bump coming back, one of the GLOW girls there. Every Sunday night, we have a GLOW girl, gorgeous lady of wrestling, on the show with us, and her name is Patricia Summerlin. She goes by Sunny, and she frequences that bar that just got shot up night. The Borderline Bar in Thousand Oaks, and so we'll be talking with her about it for sure on Sunday night. I mean, the news reports are, you know, these are sad things, and the news reports are what they are. This guy killed 11 people, and a sheriff's deputy, 12 people he killed. And he did it, by the way, with a semi-automatic handgun. We've said on this show so many times, all this business about assault weapons is just so ridiculous. If somebody wants to do mayhem, they'll find a way to do mayhem.
And if they come in like these long jackets, like a lot of kids dress and stuff, how are you going to prevent
it? You remember, what was it, about 4 or 5 years ago in China, some guy went into a preschool and hacked up a bunch of kids with knives and machetes.
Knife attacks in England are very prevalent.
Yeah. So,
and when they don't have those, they run people over.
Indeed. So it, you know. So anyway, we'll look forward to seeing if she has any more insight on that. I mean, there's really not much more we can say about that, other than, of course, it becomes a political issue, as pretty much everything does. Also, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yeah, we know she fell and broke three ribs, and I do believe that Donald Trump is going to outlast Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I'm not trying to be funny or cruel about it. I'm just trying to be real about it here.
I'm surprised we haven't heard that Kavanaugh pushed her yet.
That was the first thing I thought.
Oh, Rick, I was wondering who would cross the line.
I was waiting to see who would cross the line.
You know,
anonymous sources, Ruth Bader Ginsburg falls downstairs after Kavanaugh molests her or something like this, right?
I mean, I would throw Brenda under the bus because it was really her. But
Jim Acosta reported that.
He's gone too.
Jim Acosta.
Has access to the White House.
And first tweet to a friend of mine was, I thought witches could fly.
Oh, you cruel thing.
Oh,
all right, let's go now to the contest lines. And Marvin is up first tonight. How you doing tonight, Marvin? Thank you so much.
I'm doing marvelous. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. You sure can. Go ahead.
Well, the first thing I want to say is you guys did a really great job last night out at the park on the radio.
The Vietnam Traveling Wall Memorial, and we encourage everybody to go out there. And by the way, real quick, since we're on the subject, did you notice how the wall is configured? In other words, it's about 100 yards long.
Right.
It starts out on one end with the first name. Kind of real close to the ground, and then it gradually goes up, and it peaks out kind of sharp, and then it begins to go back down. Do you know why that is?
Was that relative to the people killed during the specific years of the war?
Exactly.
Right.
Most of the deaths occurred.
It's in the date of death.
67, right. I'm sorry? Use the microphone, please.
So I think it's the date of death is the way.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's how they listed it.
But it starts out, and I meant to look last night, but it started raining on us. What the first name is, and the time and the date, and the last name and the date, because most of the deaths occurred in 67, 68,
and 69,
and then we began to tail it off after that.
Yep.
So there's the everything about the wall is significant. Everything about it, and if you haven't seen it, please get out and see
it. And take advantage of the young people who are out there that are, like I call,
helpers,
because you'll need a helper to find any name.
There's three there, and they pinpoint, they know exactly where everybody is. I've got an interesting story about Liverpool, if we have a second. My wife's in part of a history group. She was born in Liverpool, England, and there was a guy from that was born in the States, grew up in Liverpool, came back in 67 and enlisted in the army and died in early 68. And they were talking about it on this history website this morning. My wife saw it, went over to the wall, stenciled his name, found it, and then sent it back to the website. So it was just pure coincidence that was happening.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah, really.
It's a good story.
And you stenciled your teammate.
Right, Bob Kalshue, the fellow that was a rookie with me with the Bills, he was pulled in after his rookie season because he was ROTC at the University of Oklahoma, where he was captain of the team. And within 3 months, his fire base was overrun and he was killed. And, the positive part is his two children grew up. One's a lawyer and the other one's, I think, a teacher. So, you know,
he'd
good results from a bad situation.
All right. Yeah. Marvin, see what you started? Go ahead.
Hey, no problem. That's very important to everybody.
Thank you.
So, Got all the time for that.
All right, appreciate it.
But who I'd say the most despicable person is would be, which his name just came up a little bit ago from you guys, Jim Acosta.
Acosta,
and he's a late entry.
Because of his most rude and, true word, despicable treatment of the President of the United States.
Yeah, don't you love the way the president treated him, though, yesterday? Did you see that, Randy?
Oh, oh my God. I was watching the press conference, you know, because I'm still in recuperation from all of this. So I'm sitting there, and I was just like, oh, my God, that's great. It's great. Oh, my God, he's doing it was amazing what he did. But I do believe that, in my opinion, the reason that Acosta was probably banned had nothing to do with that interaction. It had more to do with touching that intern or person from the White House. Because the Secret Service doesn't mess around. And they probably looked at that as an attack of some sort.
Yeah, that he was being aggressive.
Yep.
And they're not going to allow that.
But there was a report out that CNN is saying that the videotape that Sarah Sanders put out was doctored.
I watched it live.
I know, so did I, but that's what they're saying.
I watched it live. He clearly yanked the microphone away from her and with his right hand and pushed her away with his left hand. There's no question about it. And she kind of looked startled and then kind of looked around a little bit and then went back to her seat.
Yep.
I remember it very vividly. Marvin, thank you very much. Excellent way to start the game. We appreciate you, man.
All right.
God bless you.
Okay, all right, bye.
All right, that brings us to Ken. He is up next for the contest. Hey, Ken, how you doing tonight?
Good evening, boys. Good to talk to you again. How's everybody?
Everybody's good.
Thanks, Ken.
Hey.
Outstanding. Whoa.
Hello.
Hello, Betty.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Marvin did he almost stole my thunder because I was going to take it one step further. I know it's not a direct political figure, but Jeff Zucker. The chairman of, or whatever he is, president of CNN.
Oh, on CNN.
No,
that's
not Mark Zuckerberg.
Not Zucker. CNN. CNN. Right. Yeah. Okay. That's right. Yeah.
No, these people are eligible.
For having the stones to call that network a news network.
Yeah.
After what he has done and what he has allowed to happen, not only has Jim Acosta basically defaced all reporters by his behavior in the White House, but he's been given a pass by Jeff Zucker.
Yeah.
He's never been reprimanded, never hauled in. Wolf Blitzer, the same. I watched the election coverage on Tuesday night, and watching Wolf Blitzer bite his lip every time he had to mention that a Republican might win was so painful that you can't call yourself a news network. You're a despicable human being to go out there and say that you're a news network.
All right.
When you know darn well you're not.
And this is why.
And I think that feeds into part of Mike's problem with the Bernie Sanders is that he's being promoted by people like Wolf Blitzer.
That's exactly
and
right.
People on CNN. He's being touted as some sort of hero.
Right.
When CNN should teach people, you're a news organization, teach people what socialism is.
Right.
Point out to me on a map a place where it works.
Right.
And CNN doesn't do that.
No.
CNN has never done it. They've gone so far away from the days of Bernard Shaw holed up in a hotel room in Iraq when they were bombing the living daylights out of it in 1991.
Well, even back then, though, Bernard Shaw withheld information he could have given to the military. It might have saved a lot of lives on both sides.
That's true, but they have gone so far off the reservation. They're not a news network, and it's despicable.
Okay, Jeff Zucker. It's a good one.
That was good.
Thank you, Ken.
You guys are fantastic. Yeah. Love you.
That was good.
Thank you.
Because it doesn't have to be a politician. It's somebody like this. I like how they've deviated to us. Very good.
Even know you had a problem with Bernie Sanders. Everybody's diagnosing you now.
Oh. Every time I see Dirty Grandpa, it turns my stomach to think what he's doing to the youth of our country, trying to convince them to go a direction economically that has resulted in Venezuela and Cuba, every nation in the world that's has suffered from that.
Okay.
The
contest lines are now open at 407-774-8255. Going to have to take another break. We'll go ahead and do that here in just a moment. When we come back, I want to talk about the recounting going on, both here in Florida and in Georgia. And this is another area where these Republican executive committees, I do believe, is dropping the ball by not having poll monitors and things of that nature to help make sure that this kind of thing doesn't get out of hand. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Contest Thursday.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after the 441. 408 eastbound is congested at the 408-417 exchange. Your I-4 slowdowns as far back as Maitland right now. Still have that close down on Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial due to the water main break. And you have a crash at Colonial Drive in Pine Hills that is contributing to slowdowns in that area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey flows and the beer chases my blues away.
That's my wife said they're going to play at my funeral.
I don't think that's an English song.
No, no. South of England.
That's France.
I love the way Willie Nelson describes country music. It's three chords and life.
Isn't it the truth? I know.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, where you got the American Adversaries, and we are, well, more than three chords, but we're all about life, too. All right, so we got the contest going. Let's go right back to the contest lines where Jackie is waiting with her entry. Hey, Jackie, how you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent. So let's hear what you got.
Okay, so my contestant is Don Lemon.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, okay.
Stating that the white men are the terror threat.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was real good, Jackie.
Especially, go ahead.
There's one more thing I wanted to mention before I got off the phone, if I could.
Yeah.
You were talking about, you know, we have terrible messaging when it comes to the students in college, et cetera.
Yes.
And 6 months to a year ago, they had Van Jones at Seminole County Community College.
Yeah, you know, and Van Jones is a big friend of Andrew Gillum's. Yeah.
Of course, but he's as radical as it gets.
Go figure.
Well, my thought is, if we could get a boost in events like that, then maybe we could just educate kids and, you know, show them two sides of a story.
Well, that's the whole thing. They're just getting one side of the story, and they get it from the professors, and then they get it from these visitors.
Yeah, reinforced.
Exactly. Yeah. It's reinforcement. That's exactly what it is.
And, you want to put a booth out? Put a booth out at those events.
Hey,
that'd
I tell
great.
You what, I'm always looking for somewhere I to run
you,
my
Randy,
mouth.
Beer party at UCF in 2 years from now, before the November 2nd, we have tents at the games.
And Jackie, are you still there?
Yeah,
I am. There's another reason why I like your entry, back to your entry about the Don Lemon and the white terror threat, because he had just said that we don't need people going around demonizing groups.
And then he makes and that statement.
And then he throws white men under the bus.
Exactly. So, excellent entry. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, you got it.
How much harassment do you think we'd get if we put up a conservative tent at one of these events?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it would be.
It depends on what.
You know what? The kids would come just for the beer, and then it's up to you to, you know, in a unique way to convert
them. Yeah, set up beer pong. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
That's exactly right. You can make a contestant.
When they go to vote, I remember that guy.
No, there's a lot of ways you could do to bring these kids in.
All right, let's go to Sue for the contest. Hey, Sue.
Sue's.
Yeah, hey, Sue, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for calling.
I have to nominate the Women on the View.
Oh, is that funny? Oh, man. They are despicable, that's for sure.
You want to just go with a whole group of them, huh?
Yeah, the whole group.
I like that. Did you hear Joy Behar yesterday? They were talking about the elections, and they were talking about the Senate races, and she said, yeah, they lost the Senate race. Well, they were talking about the reason why they lost. She says, yeah, because they were gerrymandered.
He corrected her pretty quickly.
He did correct her. And she may have just misspoke, but I mean, they're just so rapid to flap.
Oh, I don't think she misspoke. I think she thought she knew exactly what she was talking about.
Wrong. But hey, excellent choice.
That was very good, Sue.
I have a comment.
Okay.
When it's coming to elections, I think the Republicans need to get out there just like the Democrats do. Every time they hold an event, they've got sign up booths everywhere for people.
You're right. Their registration efforts far outpace the Republican registration.
Because if you register them, you get them.
Well,
in reality, in most cases, not all, but I'd say high percentage.
You plant the seed.
Yep.
At least.
I voted for DeSantis, but I'll tell you, I was worried, unbelievably worried.
Well, let me tell you something.
We still need to be worried.
Still need to be worried.
I was going
to
say, it ain't over yet. This is in a way, it's going to be a replay of the 2000 Bush-Gore. And I would not be surprised if this ends up in court, too.
So did he rescind his concession?
No. Not to my knowledge, but what you have to understand is certain things happen automatically if they get enough votes. And at 0.5%, a recount is automatic, but it's by machine. At 0.25%, a recount is automatic by hand.
Right.
So we may end up where the Senate race has to go to a hand count. And the governor's race, at least, to a machine count.
If it goes to a hand count, how long would it take? Any idea?
I don't know. The machine count is required to be done by Saturday at noon. Now, if it turns out to be a hand count, I suppose that they would get extra time. Randy?
This just came in. It's saying that in Broward County alone, Senate undervotes equaled 24,763. And I want you to imagine, and how is that even 25,000 people didn't vote for one of the most important races in Florida. I don't believe that's possible. There were just 10,392 in Florida's other 66 counties. So one county alone had 25,000 undervotes for Senate. Are we supposed to believe that?
Well, here's the thing. This argument is being made primarily by the liberals saying, hey, something was wrong down there in one of our big counties, and that's why Bill Nelson lost. So the whole thing is suspicious and fishy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead.
It amazes me that they come up with all these lost votes all of a sudden.
I know.
Yeah.
It happens in every election.
Right.
Oh, we found 10,000 here. We found 20,000 here.
Yeah. But I can see an oddity like that. Here would be my first impression. This is where I would look to explain it. Could it be that you had a lot of new voters who came out for Andrew Gillum in the colleges and stuff down there and voted for Andrew Gillum but didn't know who in the hell
no idea who he is.
Bill Nelson or these other guys were? I would look down the ballot and see if it was undervoted in other positions on the ballot as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's when it comes to voting, all kinds of things can be squirrely.
Yep.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that there was anything wrong. I remember when Obama was elected twice in certain districts in the suburbs of Chicago, he'd get 100% of the vote. And people would call it, how in the world could a guy get 100% of the vote? Well, in particular districts, you can do it. If the district is small enough and concentrated enough, it can be done. And so it's never automatic that there is something fishy, but it does require looking into. And this recount is attracting a lot of, what'd you call it? How'd you say it there, Nick? The lawyers are descending on Florida?
Descending on Florida. I mean, there's just a report came out here that said on Thursday morning, Ron DeSantis had a narrowed 0.52 percentage point edge, and that's when Gillum conceded. By Thursday afternoon, unofficial figures had it down to 0.47.
And that triggers an automatic recount.
Right, that recount hasn't been called for yet, but all these votes coming through from Broward and Palm Beach counties have flipped the state's agricultural commissioner to Democrat.
And they are still saying they don't... haven't counted all of the votes, and they're not saying how many votes they have left to count.
Right.
How nice is that? It's like, how many do we need now?
Exactly.
Open that trunk, and we'll find some more.
Yeah.
Does anybody call these people up by random to see if they actually voted?
All of that is the bad news.
Yeah.
The good news is you do have Republicans in charge of the state government, and hopefully they're doing their job.
We hope.
The Secretary of State is somebody we've never heard of.
No.
And we can't even remember his name, even though we just looked it up 10 minutes ago.
Ken Detzner.
Ken Detzner.
D-E-T-Z-N-E-R.
Right now, he's basically holding the fate of Florida in his hands.
He's the guy has to certify it.
All right. Hey, Sue, thank you so much for calling. Make sure we got
you. Oh, you're very welcome. All right. Thank you for your show.
Okay.
I love it.
Well, thank you for that. And we got we got your phone number, right?
Michelle, I don't know.
Michelle, make sure. Michelle, did you get her phone number? You got to get people's phone numbers. We got to know who to call. I'm sorry.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbuster.
All right. Stay on the line. Stay on the line.
All right.
And give give Michelle your phone number.
Well, she has a good start if she's the only one that got the number. I'd say you got a good chance of winning. No.
My odds just improved.
Look at her.
There you go. They did indeed.
Hey. Michelle's votes for anybody that she's got the number for.
That's so funny.
All right. So make sure, please, Michelle, she's getting the phone number now. Thank you, Sue. And by the way, we do have Marvin and Ken's phone numbers. We'll check and see if we have Jackie's. Jackie, if you're listening, however,
give us a call.
You may want to call back just to make sure we do have your phone number in case you win, because that was a pretty good entry.
That was very good,
with
right.
Don Lemon. Yeah. I tell you what, are we up against the hard break? We are. We're up against the hard break. JJ, Steve, please stay on the line. We will get your contest entries as soon as we come back from the break. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show, and if you do have the opportunity, make the opportunity to go to Kitland Park sometime this weekend before 8 p.m. Sunday, and it'll be 24 hours a day till 8 p.m. Sunday until they play taps, and that is to visit the Traveling Vietnam Wall Memorial. It is worth experiencing, especially if you have young people in the family. Please take them down there. It's a great way to celebrate veterans on Veterans Day weekend. All right, once again, you are listening to The American Adversaries. Who is the most despicable person in politics the last 6 months? We want to know. 407-774-8255. Great prize is waiting for the winner.
News, opinion, passion, FM.
Contest, you are listening to The American Adversaries Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit up right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
Number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show as we get you ready for Veterans Day weekend. It is Contest Thursday going on right now, and we thank you for entering if you have already. If you haven't, you can call us at 407-774-8255. Looks like the lines are busy right now, but we'll take some of these entries here momentarily and open up some lines for you. All right, we are here. We are live in the Relax and Comfort Studio. And before I go around and reintroduce the judges and get back to business, it has come to our attention that if you're watching and listening on Facebook, you can hear us in the studio, but and you can hear us during the breaks as well, but you cannot hear the phone callers. And for that, we'll have to work that bug out of the system. But in the meantime, here's what you can do. You can watch on Facebook, and you can go to AmericanAdversaries.com, hit the Listen Live button, and then you'll be able to hear the phone calls and all of that. I'm sorry, what's that?
And Facebook is logged in through Rick's. So Rick Brown's account, right?
Rick Brown's and American Adversaries. We are up on American Adversaries' Facebook page now. All right, but so we'll work that bug out of the Facebook system. But in the meantime, once again, you can listen to the show and the phone callers on American Adversaries. thepinionboys.com. Or if you like to listen to us bantering about between
the, a lot more saucy.
You can just continue to listen on Facebook.
It's like the early days of satellite when they go to commercial break, right, in the games.
So here's what we'll do, given that. When we get a contest entry, I'll make sure I repeat the entry, okay? So that if you're listening on Facebook, you'll at least know what the caller said as that goes. But if their caller says a lot of other stuff, obviously I can't repeat it all, so I apologize for that. All right, having said that, got Mike McBath, Nick Grounds, Randy Ross, myself, Jackie Ricardo, and Rick Brown in the studio. We got Michelle MK on the bridge. We are your judges tonight. And here one more time is the challenge, Mike.
Okay, this is exciting. Let us know who you perceive as the most despicable political figure in America over the last 6 months. And that means they don't just have to be a politician. Could be media, where our favorite group lies. Could be Crazy Maisie, whatever that woman was. Could be any one of these people. Come up with your most despicable.
All right. And the prize package includes a travel pillow from Relax and Comfort, a cryotherapy session from Chill Cryo Sauna, a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, compliments of Jerry and Jana Shepherd, that's Jerry's MB, a gift card from Rick Brown, and they got a special going on this weekend, and we'll get to that here in just a moment because it's Veterans Day. And you'll get the bigger-than-life cutout of the Constitution. And there's one other thing I know I'm forgetting.
Brand new Mercedes.
Anyway, it's a great prize package. And let's get in a couple of contest entries because we have a couple of things I want to mention. But I do want to open up some lines. And by the way, JJ and Steve have been patiently waiting through the break. JJ, thank you for doing that. You are up next. Thanks for being out there.
JJ.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah. Well, I could think of several, but the one I think is highest up there, the irony is that she's the one who actually called all of us despicable and deemed us all irredeemable.
Yeah.
That would be Hillary Clinton.
Of course,
Clinton.
Hillary. Hillary.
But, the irony is, too, that I heard on the news that Tucker Carlson's house was surrounded and vandalized by Antifa last night.
Yeah, indeed.
And
indeed he was.
Sorry?
Indeed it was. Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, and somebody on the Five made the point that she didn't get the memo that if they took back the house, they could be civilized.
Oh, yeah, she didn't get the memo.
That's right.
That's funny.
Because they can't read.
So
disgusting.
Hillary has been pretty despicable. She called us deplorables, but it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah. So.
Right. But also Maxine Waters, because the two of them basically have called for violence, inciting of violence, getting up in their faces, you know, and then they want to act like, oh, what's going on with all, you know, these crazy people. They don't connect the dots. They can't see anything, any culpability on their part. You don't hear Don Lemon or any of these people
or any of the people in the media. And this is something that President Trump was pointing out to Acosta yesterday. You remember that, Randy, when he was saying, look, you guys, you got to, you know, if
you're the instigators, as much as anybody.
How did he put it? It starts with you or something to that effect?
Not so many words. That's exactly what he said. And it was exactly right. I mean, you know, I thought it was interesting he even kept that press conference going after that. A lot of people thought when he turned around, I think what he was really sending a message was to his staff is, get these people under control or I'm about ready to go nuclear on their butts.
I kind of had that too, but to me it was more body language of, okay, chump, I'm going to ignore you.
Yep.
Okay.
Possibly that too.
I'll wait till you're done, chump, and then I'll get back to business.
Right.
Well, I actually thought the guy was priding himself on that he's speaking truth to power and not thinking about any manners or showing any respect for the office.
Yeah.
You know,
What Jim Acosta was doing was promoting Jim Acosta.
Absolutely.
That's what that was all about. What you must understand is since the age of Reagan, the people in media fancy themselves as celebrities, as big-time players, you see, and they want to be perceived that way.
And we helped with that. We did help with that, especially during the 80s. We, you know, the 2020 days, the Barbara Walter times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we helped elevate.
And I guarantee you, you run into, most people anyway, if you run into, say, let's Jim Acosta in an airport, you go, hey, Jim Acosta, hey, how you doing?
No,
you
I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that either. Well, maybe,
the greeting isn't going to be that way, Chris.
Maybe not Acosta, but, and it has gotten a lot more, shall we say, divisive.
Hey, look, it's the
but I guarantee you, if you're a liberal and you see Jim Acosta in the airport, you're going to go up there and fall down and kiss his feet. Yeah. And this is what I'm talking about. And
if I were there, it'd probably be a beer on the head.
Mike is in rare form today.
He is indeed.
When I see these people, honest to God, I always think, you know, I was 38 years in the honest business where your word is your bond, right? I see the scum that is out there. I can't believe it. And I guess lying is just part of the whole game where you just wouldn't do that if you were a straight shooter.
Well,
and it just turns your stomach so much to see these people in circulation consistently.
Well, some of it's lying. Some of it's lying, but you got to remember that old line. That line from Reagan.
Right.
Something to the effect, liberals, it's not that liberals don't know anything. It's that most of what they know is wrong.
Right. Well,
okay, but that doesn't mean they're lying. Okay.
Yeah, but you just can't be that stupid.
Well, some people, they can be.
Mike, I hate to tell you this.
How did Ron White put it? You just can't fix stupid. I mean, for God's sake. Hey, JJ, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yep.
All righty. All right, let's go now to Steve and then John. We got a line open at 407-774-8255, and we will have a winner tonight. Hey, Steve, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good. How about y'all?
Excellent.
All right, Steve.
Go ahead.
Okay, Nasty Maxine Waters.
Maxine.
Yes. She deserves recognition, Steve.
Yeah, and for
all... Talking about they took the House, they impeached Trump, and pay everybody back for the way they've been treated.
Yep, that's right. Sure enough. All right, Steve. Excellent. Excellent. I like the way we're getting a lot of
different areas. Great.
That's because there's so many despicable.
Yeah, that is what's terrible about
politicians
there's so many
to
despicable.
Choose from.
The list is long.
Indeed, it is. And thank you, Steve. You're in the contest, man. Okay. All right. That brings us to John. How you doing tonight, John? We appreciate your being there.
Hello.
Howdy. Howdy.
We're looking for the Snidely Whiplash of politics.
Indeed.
I'd say Michael Avenatti.
That's a good one, too. There's a real scumbag.
Making up lies about a good, decent man.
Yeah, we're not kidding.
Lies
about... I mean, really?
Yeah, about Kavanaugh and about Trump. You know, he started with his attacks on Trump, but you're right. That's an excellent
one.
Excellent one. Hey, okay, John, we appreciate it, man. You got it.
Good night.
Good night.
You wonder, Chris, if you publicly lie and you're an attorney and you continue to do it and it does damage to the other party, why the bar doesn't take your license?
Yeah.
When you continuously lie and you know you lied.
It may yet happen.
I mean, what type of integrity is there?
It may yet happen.
I guess, hopefully.
Honor amongst thieves.
Yeah, that's not good, man. That's not good for America.
It may yet happen. Here's the irony of, for instance, now the Democrats have already, over the last couple of days, we've heard the stories about they're going to be going after Trump and they're going to go after Kavanaugh and they're going to go after the FBI for not investigating Kavanaugh thoroughly enough, right?
Right.
Well, remember what has happened since Herr Mueller has been going after Trump? How, since he's been going after Trump, the director of the FBI, gone. The assistant director of the FBI, gone. The head of the counterintelligence unit at the FBI, gone. Mm-hmm. People at the Justice Department, gone. Lawyers at the FBI, gone, 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 gone. Okay? So, these are people who are trying to get Trump who are now gone because they were trying to get Trump. So I invite them to go after Kavanaugh because I guarantee you what's going to happen is that they're going to find that those two women who have admitted to lying aren't the only ones who did lie.
Yep.
And that their investigation will turn up that Kavanaugh did not do anything wrong, but Mrs. Blasey Fraud did.
Yeah, for sure.
And perhaps people on the Democrats committee aides and people leaking things. Mm-hmm. If they want to look into leaks, there's plenty of leaks to be found.
But it just seems like it's so unfair when they prove they're all liars, they just like walk away and that's it.
Yeah.
You destroyed everything and we can't put you away.
Well, hopefully, we're about to get a new attorney general who will not
be afraid to do those sort of things.
Do you have any inside lines
on
that?
No, but I've heard a couple of names floating. I'm sure you've heard the same ones. I mean,
which one?
Pam Bondi.
Pam Bondi. I don't think she's tough enough.
Nope.
I mean, I don't know.
But she has the experience of having ran an entire state as attorney general. But I see Chris Christie. I'd love to see Trey Gowdy in that position, though.
I think Trey Gowdy's too much of a showboat. Chris Christie I'd be more comfortable with because he was a federal prosecutor himself in a big district up there in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And he's close to the president. And
he's a street fighter.
And there's no reason why the attorney general can't be close to the president. Look at John F. Kennedy. Who was his attorney general?
Right.
Pretty close. Exactly. And Obama. Eric Holder was, how did Obama say it? Eric Holder had his back.
No, it was
something like that.
And I believe that.
I can't believe how quickly you shot down Pam Bondi.
Well, it's just late conversation. It's so different. It's just
Is it because she's a blonde?
No. It's because I don't want her to leave Florida.
Oh.
No, it's just so different. It's just a totally different game from the state and the feds.
Sure.
And the president needs somebody in there right now who's ready from day one to jump on this rascal. And if it had been when he first started his administration, I'd have been far more open to it. Mm-hmm. But everything going on since then and going on now, I just think that you need somebody who has the experience at that federal level that I don't think she's quite there yet. But anyway, let's get back to the contest lines. Alfred is up next, and then we'll have to take a. Do I have enough time in this break?
We got
that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll get in a contest or two, and then we'll take the break. Okay, Alfred, how you doing? You're up next tonight, my brother.
All right. Thank you. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Alfred.
First to the lady, always.
All right. Now everybody else is gonna be jealous. You didn't say hello to them.
Well, you're there. You know,
it's
part of the game.
We understand. All right.
I can't name you all. It would take me the rest of the hour. Okay.
Right.
I know there's other people behind me. Okay. Peter Davidson, I think is his last name, that so-called comedian
that ridiculed
and mocked the Navy SEAL
that was running Dan Crenshaw,
lost an eye in Afghanistan.
Yep.
That's the despicable one.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a good one, Alfred.
Dan Crenshaw. Actually, might have helped Dan, but
you're absolutely right.
Sure, it
did.
He had no business doing that. None at all.
Exactly.
In decent society, nobody would have laughed at that. They would have booed.
Yeah.
They would have hissed and booed and thrown.
And he had the support from Saturday Night. I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking.
That's right. Hey, thank you, Alfred. Excellent.
All right. God bless you all.
And by the way, I just got this from Pierce Outlaw. Holder was Obama's wingman.
Oh, that's right. That was the word.
Thanks,
his wingman. Buddy, you know.
I wonder if he was his wingman when he picked up Michelle. Yeah. Oh, that's a different story.
Oh, come on.
Maybe Val Jarrett.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's go to Diane, then we'll have to take the break and come back for Gary's entry. Hey, Diane, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you all, sweeties?
Doing, Diane.
Thank you.
Mine is the funder of all these despicable candidates like Gillum and that wannabe whatever he is in Texas. That would be George Soros and Bloomberg.
Soros and Bloomberg. I was going to say, don't forget about Michael. Soros and Bloomberg for funding all of these losers. All right. Excellent. By the way, they did get where they're doing the most damage. Primarily, at least here in Florida, is in the local races. Like, Randy, just look at what happened in Orange County. Mm-hmm. I mean, in Seminole County, went a whole lot better.
Right.
But Soros money bought a lot of elections here in Central Florida. Tell me if I'm wrong.
It started out with in 2016 with the state attorney.
Aramis Ayala.
But I think that Mike Miller was up against a lot of money coming in.
Indeed, he was.
And so was
Wayne Liebnitsky down there.
Yeah.
It floods in here. And if anything we learned from Tuesday night is money still rules the day in politics.
Yeah, you better believe it.
And if it weren't for the president's popularity, these more statewide races wouldn't have gone as well. He was the counterbalance because the money was not there for the Republicans. We got gaslighted. Remember we were doing the stories, oh, the Republicans are raising money, hand over the fist, Democrats going in debt. Looks like they didn't have to raise any money. Then it comes flooding in from all these PACs. And lesson learned.
Chris, there was one good moment out of Texas. Did you know that our good friend O'Rourke, he changed his name from Beta?
To what?
Nacho Senator.
Oh, God. All right. That brings us to a special that's going on Sunday, isn't it, at Tijuana Flats?
Yes, the 11th.
Okay, for?
Veterans. Veterans will be able to eat free, either active duty or veterans with their ID card. They come in and they get their entree and the drink for free.
Wow.
All day Sunday.
All day Sunday. Thank you for your service.
Well, that's terrific, Rick.
Amen to that.
Great.
All right, we will take a break. When we come back, we got a story and a special at Relax and Comfort. All right. You're listening to the American Adversaries on a Contest Thursday. They got a couple of lines open at 407-774-8255. When we come back, we'll get Gary. His entry and maybe yours.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Michelle, just let this music run because a little bit here because we're coming up on a break here in just a second. I'm sorry, I don't have enough time in this segment of the show to take another entry. Gary, stay on the line with us. We'll get your entry as soon as we come back from the break. Aubrey, and we'll take your phone call on the other side, too. Once again, you're listening to the American Adversaries, and it's funny how they keep finding votes down there in South Florida, isn't it? The recounts are going on. We got our eye on that. We also have a contest going on, and we're going to have a winner here tonight. We're looking for the most despicable person in politics in the last 6 months. We've got some great entries already. We'd love to get your entry as well. All right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. Once again, we are up on Facebook, but if you're listening on Facebook, you can't hear phone callers, but you can hear us during the break, and that might be a bigger treat.
I know.
If you'd like to hear the phone callers, go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and hit the Listen Live button, and you'll get the whole picture. All right, and don't forget, join the Trump 2020 Club if you haven't already. I saw where the membership expanded. It's getting bigger and bigger. Congratulations, yeah. Randy.
How many you got? I don't even know right now.
It's well over 7,000, and you can go on Facebook to Trump 2020 Club. Right there, you'll find the whole package. Right there, you'll find the whole package. We'll be back.
Well, 105.5
and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An FBI official says investigators seeking the motive for the mass shooting at a Southern California bar hope evidence will allow them to paint a picture of the gunman's frame of mind. Paul Delacorte, assistant director of the Los Angeles field office, says the crime scene, the gunman's home and car are being processed for evidence, and interviews are being conducted. But he says it's premature to speculate on the motivation. The gunman killed 12 Wednesday at the Borderline Bar and Grill. Democrats are promising they'll push for more gun control, including expanded background checks and a ban on assault-style weapons amid the rash of mass shootings. After the assault at the California Bar House, Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says Americans, quote, deserve real action to end the daily epidemic of gun violence that is stealing the lives of our children on campuses, in places of worship, and on our streets, unquote. This is SRN News.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
This is Mark Merrill, former WWE Intercontinental Wrestling Champion. You are listening to the American Adversaries on WORL, AM 660, and FM 105.5. You better tune in, or it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries on a contest Thursday. And so, once again, we appreciate you tuning in. We're kind of watching this recount thing going on here real time, and it just keeps getting wackier and wackier. They keep coming up with votes.
It's like I don't even know where they're finding them all. I think what we're learning here, hopefully the learning out of this, is how do these provisional ballots actually, you know, curtail themselves into the process. But there are deadlines for reporting that have been apparently not met. And I think that's what Senator Rubio is pointing out, is that in South Florida, it appears that they're trying to hijack, and I specifically say Democrats are trying to hijack the election
right,
by saying these ballots should be counted, even though they're late.
Right. Well, that's the bad news. The good news is, if it is good news, we've gone through this before in 2000 in Bush v. Gore. And the courts are pretty good at imposing those deadlines. And if this
that's the issue, then we should be okay.
Yeah, this is most likely going to end up in the courts. The candidate who maybe, supposedly, we thought, lost in Georgia has already filed suit up there. And evidently they're doing the same thing up there, finding votes somehow, mm-hmm. somewhere. And if they can get the count in Georgia
under 50%, right?
Under 50%, even by one vote, they right. go to a runoff.
And then it's that's going to be a problem. That's...
It's not a recount. It's a right. runoff. They have to go through the whole mess again. And I think they have to do it by December something.
Imagine the cost to the public, too.
Oh, I can only imagine what the cost
is. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, and what you want to bet they're going to, now that they know what they need.
Oh, it'll happen.
They'll find them somehow.
49.9999. Yeah. Okay, buddy.
So, once again, we're monitoring this, but I am confident that the Democrats are not going to succeed, but I am, how did you put it the other night? Nervously hopeful.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
All right, so we will keep an eye on that. All right, it is Contest Thursday. The challenge tonight is come up with the most despicable person. And what's the name of that that election supervisor down there?
I'll have to look
Ken
it up.
Ken Detzner.
No.
Which one?
You're talking about Secretary of State. I'm talking about the election supervisor in Broward County down there. Because
her name is... Hold on.
All right.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Once again, 407-774-8255 is the number. And also the Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing. I know we haven't talked about that much right now.
Brenda Snipes.
Okay, Brenda Snipes is my choice for most despicable person.
That's a late entry, too. That's a pretty good one, yeah.
Because she's trying to steal this election from the voters of Florida. She's doing everything she can to steal this election from the voters of Florida.
But this is not her first time at that type of rodeo. She's done
right.
this before.
She's
almost like she doesn't have to follow the rules.
And that's why I guess she is the election supervisor down there. All right, let's get back to the contest lines. We got Gary, who's been waiting. He is up next. Hey, Gary, how you doing tonight? Thanks for waiting.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
The person that I thought of immediately was the attorney that represented Stormy Daniels, and he was on fake news 24 hours a day.
Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti.
Yep.
And when he brought that woman in front of the Kavanaugh hearing and represented that she had been gang raped by Kavanaugh without even checking into the facts. That, in my view, made him the most despicable character in the last 6 months.
Yeah, the gang rape story was over the top, no question about it. And she's one of the ones who's admitted that she's made it up.
Yeah, she's definitely in the running. That's the biggest scumbag.
You know. All right, Gary, thank you. Yep. And thank you for your
thank
patience.
You.
All right, appreciate you have holding.
Yep.
Let's get Aubrey, and then we got Roger. We got a contest line open at 407-774-8255. And you got just a few minutes to get in because we will determine the winner in the final segment of tonight's show, which is coming up rapidly. Hey, Aubrey, how you doing?
Doing wonderful, guys. Great show, great contest as always, and I know I cannot enter it. But my entry would be the most honest person in the history of United States politics, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
All right.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but now, you know, you were talking earlier about Attorney General.
Yeah.
You know who I would give serious consideration to would be someone with international experience, with experience in front of the Supreme Court, and that would be Jay Sekulow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that would be a good one, Aubrey. Yeah.
Hey,
he's strong. He thinks the right way.
Yeah,
and
he's a smart
and he's
dude.
Aggressive.
He's a smart dude.
We like all this.
He's also Trump's personal attorney.
Yeah. Like it.
All right. Okay. All right. Hey, thank you, Aubrey. Hey, by the way, the Obama luck is holding out. Do you know what I mean by that? The Obama luck, all the candidates that he stumped for hard lost Tuesday night. Unless they find a bunch of votes for that candidate there in Georgia.
But, I know what a record that is.
They all lost.
Don't stop by.
There you go. All right, let's go next to Roger. Hey, Roger, thanks for coming out last night.
Yeah, thank you for doing that remote last night at the memorial. Great job.
Great to see you there.
Anyway, okay, my choice is actually a tag team. Half of it's already been named, but it's from the left coast, Mr. Michael Avenatti.
Avenatti.
And his partner, Diane Lionstein.
Lionstein. Feinstein.
Exploiting those women and ruining the Me Too movement.
All right.
Yep.
All right. I like that Lionstein. Yep. All right.
That's a good one.
All right. And she won her re-election.
East
obviously.
Coast, West Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you, Roger. All right. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. That brings us to Karen. Hey, Karen. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. I've been listening to you guys off and on as I'm running out doing chores, so I hope I don't duplicate one of the answers here. But
okay.
I'm good to go.
Okay. Sounds good. Go ahead.
How about Barack Hussein Obama?
All right, and just
he's always near the top. We can tell you that. You're going to be close.
Yeah, no one has has chosen him yet in the contest. So you certainly
are.
You
know, let's face it. Yeah, I mean, he's still. I mean, not only did he do this during the election, but he's been going overseas. He's been talking to NATO.
Yep.
Let's face it. This guy's been doing everything against this country. It's awful.
He's been running.
So, anyway.
He ran the country down as a candidate. He ran the country down as a president. And now he's running the country down as an ex-president.
Yep. Yeah, and it's never his fault, is it? It's always somebody else's.
That's
true.
If it's bad, it's never his fault. If it's good, it's all he's doing.
I did it all.
Right?
I did it
but he does look good in a bomber jacket.
He takes all the credit, none of the blame. Yep. Exactly. By the way, I want to mention something else real quick regarding some of these recounts. Here is my concern. I have a sister who moved out of the state just over a year ago, has tried three times to get herself removed from the election rolls and got different answers three times. She submitted by writing, and still information is coming. I think they have not taken her off, and who the heck knows what happens if these people know that she's moved and they have disregarded her request to remove her from the rolls. How many more people has that happened to?
That's a good question.
Could be a lot. You're right.
All right.
So, I mean, there's a lot going on that they have not cleaned up here in Florida. So
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Karen. By the way, when we did the remote broadcast last night, when you mentioned, heard Roger mention that, we did do the drawing for our website prize.
Right.
And part of the prize was a smart pillow from Relax and Comfort. Tell the folks about those smart pillows. These things, they're ingenious. How do these things work?
Well, it's really special, too, because not only can it tell you how well you're sleeping, if you're breathing, if you are tossing and turning, but it also helps you adjust the pillow as we change. You know, we change every day sometimes, you know.
The pillow itself is adjustable.
Yes, it is completely adjustable.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you can take out some of the cool gel memory foam pieces that are in there and adjust it to be a little bit fluffier, a little bit thicker or thinner, and really adjust it to what you need whenever you need it.
And that's just one of the great things they got at Relax and Comfort. Tell them about the specials you got going on over there right now.
We have something that we've never done before, and we're opening this right now for the listeners of the station. So what we're doing for Black Friday is that we are doing almost like a BOGO. It actually is a BOGO. Buy one, get one free massage chair. Now, how this works is our number one selling massage chair in our stores is the Brio. Once you get the Brio, you can also get the Soul. And I'm sure a lot of people need souls out there, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Let's just say there's a lot of soulless people out there.
Or maybe conscience.
Yes, and this is an actual great, great massage chair. It does complete back massage all the way down to your glutes. It has a USB
port.
You
mean your butt,
your
Jackie?
Butt. Yes, Randy. I was trying to be
Randy,
very
please.
Clean here.
Yeah, she's being very professional.
It has heat as well, Randy.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So you get heat for your butt.
You do. You get heat for your butt.
Wow. Wait a second. Where are we going with this?
We're going into a break.
That's where we're going.
There's a bit of honey here.
On that note, not only are you getting the free massage chair, but on top of that, the Brio is also $1,000 off.
Oh,
so you get $1,000,
wow.
You get a free massage chair that's worth $2,000. And when you come into the store, you could try them both, see how you feel. You know, it's a giving season. If you don't want to keep the massage chair, the second massage chair you can give to someone for Christmas, or even put it in a smaller,
something,
yeah. And an office or whatever.
Weren't you telling me that you need one of those massage chairs at your place?
I need help. But you know, Jackie, the one thing too you don't bring up is the monthly payments are really no more than just the massage, Chris.
That's right.
And now you get it every day.
That's right. That's correct.
And you guys still have some 0% financing.
Yeah. Yes, we do. From 12 to 48 months, depending on what you pick. But we have that available to make it affordable to everyone. At zero interest, you can't afford not to.
And they also have a special. If you go over there and you mention the American Adversaries, you can get 50% off on their bamboo linen or essential oil sleep pillows. And I love my essential oil sleep pillow.
Absolutely. We have them in four flavors, if you will, lavender, orange, chamomile.
How about blonde?
And you can look this.
I didn't say hair color.
I'll take the blonde.
How is it every time? My stuff just turns around somehow. What happens?
Somebody explain it to me.
How does it go? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Right, right. We're proving it at the show.
All right.
I just got this.
Whoa.
Just received a call from Chris that I won a drawing. Whoop, whoop.
Congratulations.
So our drawing winner.
She's recognized it.
Yay.
Wow.
So we'll try to get her on the line. And either tonight, if we can't, we'll do it tomorrow night. But congratulations to Cheryl. She now knows she is the winner of our drawing.
Yep.
You know, I think Rick had a story. Do we have time for the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that?
So I had a meeting last night, and I was at the office kind of late. And while I'm sitting there, I get a phone call, and the caller ID lights up, and it's the CEO of Tijuana Flats. And so I couldn't take his call, and I said, well, I've got to call him back. As soon as the guys left from the meeting, I picked up the phone, and I called him back on his cell phone. He was sitting in the Winter Park store in a massage chair, and Adam had him call me because his wife was trying to talk him into one of those super expensive beds, and he wanted to know how mine was.
Well, did you help me?
I was going to say, that should have been a...
I hope I sold it, because I could really use the referral.
That's right. For anybody who is a customer of ours, if you refer someone that gets a power sleep system or a massage chair, you get $200 store credit as well. So you get rewarded.
Nice.
Hello.
Nice.
Yeah, that's really good.
Hey, we've only got 10 minutes left. You got
We'll take a break, come back, get the contest entries in, and we will determine a winner tonight. And it looks like the counting is still going on to determine the winners of our governor's race and our Senate race.
That's great.
I'm confident they're going to turn out the way we think. But the counting and
you're not sure.
The arguing and the counting are still going on, and you never know.
I'm confident, but I'm really not sure.
Saturday at noon was when the election was supposed to have been certified. We will see what happens. And we'll see what happens with our contest when we come back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
There's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown solid right after 434, and that continues still past downtown and even to the Millennia area right now. You have a crash at Sand Lake and Turkey Lake contributing to slowdowns in that area. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after the 441, and 408 eastbound is congested at the 408-417 exchange. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660 Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get back on the road right here ourselves. Get back to the contest entries. We'll go ahead and take some entries and then maybe open up a couple of lines. We do have some news about all this recount business, okay? So let's get in a contest entry or two, and then we'll do the news and then take care of deciding who the winner is. Jeff, you are up next. Thank you for calling, and please get right to your entry.
Hey, okay, so some people might get mad at me, but I'm stepping on a grave, but John McCain, because he was always playing each side against each other, looking out for himself, doing everything he could to just screw up everything.
That was pretty good.
No, yeah. No, we're not going to get mad at you.
Yeah. You called the right show. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
That was a good one, right?
Yeah,
that was a good one. McCain was.
And in all seriousness...
That's right, he was no surprise.
In all seriousness, there's a lot of people out there who have...
feel the same way as our friend.
Yeah, because of some more serious things than just politics, what he did as a sailor, as a flyer, I should say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, that's true. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you for waiting. All right, let's get Dave G in. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Oh, doing great, guys. Great show today and great job Tuesday night on election night.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
So mine is going to, you may not think about this, you may not have thought about this, but this guy's been around for 100, 150 years in the Senate. Patrick Leahy.
Oh, yeah, he is pretty disgusting. You're right.
Yep.
Very good.
Yeah, and during the Kavanaugh hearing, he played a little gotcha.
Yep.
By pulling out that big poster of Kavanaugh's yearbook page,
yep,
and asking what boofing was meaning, he meant, and
right,
and he just thought it was just playing a little bit of gotcha. And I thought that was pretty despicable to do something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
But wasn't he on Dancing with the Stars?
Was he?
Yes.
No.
Wasn't he?
No. Get out of
my
here.
God.
I'm serious. I'm going to look it up because I'm almost sure that he was.
Oh, boy.
When was that, like 50 years ago?
No. Wasn't that
Hey, Dave.
Ago.
Dave, thank you so much. Excellent entry.
Have a good night.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, my God.
All right, let's get Dave D, and we got a couple of lines open. Here is last call for entries, 407-774-8255, and we have some news for you as well. Dave D. Dave, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Excellent.
All right, Dave.
Excellent. Go ahead.
All right. So my deplorable is Maxine, impeach 45, come hell or high waters.
That's a good one to describe her, hell
impeach
or high waters.
Impeach 45, come hell or high waters.
That's a good one. I have a nice prefix.
All right. Hell or high waters. Okay.
Yeah, good
All
one.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that. All right, and this recount. I guess it's count and recount
because
we got a count going on and we have a recount going on.
Mm-hmm.
We have a count still going on in the governor's race and the Senate race and the cabinet races, including especially the agricultural race. And we have a recount going on in the agricultural race and the Senate race, and may have one now in the governor's race. Rick, you had some stuff for us.
I did.
Just go from memory. Okay.
Gillum's attorney was actually involved in the 2000 recount, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And the difference is now that you know, there's thousands of votes now when there's only about 100 votes in 2000. So the prognosticators are saying they think the Dems can pull it off, can't pull it off, but it'll probably end up in court before it's over.
Yeah, well, that's what we just said a few minutes ago.
Right, so Mark Elias is Hillary's election attorney. He's trying to dominate the narrative. So Scott's going to come out. Rick Scott will be out with a public statement at 8:15. So we
tonight.
Need to be listening to that. Yep.
Yeah, Rick Scott will make a public statement tonight at 8:15.
And he's very direct. That's what I like about him.
And he's still the governor of the state.
That's right.
Yeah. He is still the governor of the state. And the Secretary of State is, I believe, an appointee of his. And, they want to take it to court, it probably will end up in court.
And Rubio was being very outspoken on the corruption in Broward.
In Broward County.
Yeah. So he's out there as well.
Excuse me, Jackie. Yeah, it's funny, and I just got this from Carl Jackson. It's frustrating that all the provisional ballots always seem to be Democrat.
That's amazing. How can that be?
Funny old game.
Right. What are you seeing over there, Randy? Pretty much
I'm
the same thing.
Frustrated right now.
Okay.
Frustrated. I probably need to put candy in my mouth so I don't say a cuss word.
All right. I tell you what. Let's get in the last contest entry, and then we got to choose the winner anyway. Eddie, you're it. Go ahead.
My entry is Rat Fink Face Feinstein for her coyness in the lie that she put forward about that letter with Blazy McGlazy.
All right.
Yep. He's right on the money with that one.
Okay. All right.
Good one.
Well, it is now time to choose our winner tonight.
I know.
Michelle, I know this is your first time, and you kind of got caught a little bit cold because you didn't even know you were going to be doing the show tonight until a while ago.
Well, she doesn't have the number to call back anyway.
Do you have a winner? Do you know someone? Is there an entry that you liked more than the others?
Yes, actually. I'm going to go with Sue's answer about the women on The View.
There you go.
Wow. He's going with Sue.
See? Yeah. It's just that easy.
The women on the view.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, so we got a vote for Sue. All right, Jackie, that brings us to you.
That is so funny. I was just telling Rick who I was going to pick, and it is Sue for the women of the view.
They're so
annoying. They don't know. They always talk over each other. That's the main reason.
And we would never do that on this show.
No. I never hear about that from Nostradamus.
That's why he's not here tonight.
There's two things that bug him the most. Talking over each other and phones going off in here. All right, Rick Brown brings us to you.
Well, I was going to go with Jackie with Don Lemon, but I'm really torn between that and Jeff with John McCain. But I think I'm going to do the Don Lemon comic because I think that was incredibly despicable.
Indeed it was. All right, so two for Sue, one for Jackie. The ladies are running out, leaping into the lead here tonight.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. All right, Randy Ross.
Right from the time that Sue said that, I was right there with her. I've said that on the show before. The women of the view are really disgusting, in my opinion.
Really disgusting.
All right, Nick Grounds, let's bring us to you.
Well, Sue's was good. But actually, I think Jackie with Don Lemon.
Okay, well, we got a race. We got a race.
Wow.
Recount.
So, Mike, are you going to make my vote the deciding vote or the vote that doesn't matter anymore?
I think your vote
make
is going to be the one that doesn't matter. I'm going with Sue.
Oh,
how
yay!
Do you do?
So we've had two ladies win 2 days in a row.
I'm filing for a recount.
I would vote for Sue too.
I found three provisional ballots underneath the table here.
Money.
Okay, so congratulations to Sue. The View is clearly the winner tonight. But I tell you what, since Jackie pulled in a couple of votes, we'll send her a runner-up prize, a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, and a gift card to Tijuana Flats.
Ooh.
All right, so it was a great contest. We appreciate it. And, of course, we'll have something up next week for you. 2 weeks from today, can you believe it, is Thanksgiving already.
What? I know.
Yeah.
I am not ready.
No. And, of course,
What's it take to get ready for Thanksgiving? Turkey in the oven, a little bit of this. There you go, Jackie.
It's going too fast because that means Christmas is right after.
The whole year has gone so fast.
Yeah. Happy Thanksmas.
All right. That's right. But, you know, we got a lot of work to do between now and Election Day 2020. So
Randy, make sure you get no sleep tonight and get to work and get this thing organized.
I know. We're on it.
All right, so once again, we're going to keep our eye on all of this. And tomorrow night, we're going to have Sydney Powell on the show with us. And, of course, we'll get her take on the whole Jeff Sessions business. We didn't even get around to back to talking about that much today. And of course, we'll be talking to her a little bit about the elections and this recount business going on, too. So that tomorrow night on Patriot Home Funding Friday. Don't forget all the great deals going on at Relax and Comfort. And don't forget, if you go in there all this month, and mention the American Adversaries, you'll get 50% off of those essential oil pillows and the bamboo linen pillows.
That's right. No, well, the bamboo linen, the actual sheet sets.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
Oh,
Jackie,
those
you
are
said
nice.
The pillow can tell you how you're breathing.
The smart
yes,
pillow.
Yes, the smart pillow can tell you how you're breathing. If you're breathing throughout the night, you know, like if you have sleep apnea, you'll kind of get a hint from
so
this
if
as
I'm
well.
Not breathing. I won't be here.
If you're not breathing, Carmen has the pillow on top of you.
Don't worry. The pillow will let you know.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that. I was getting ready to say, get out of here.
No. It calls 911 for you.
Shut up. Yeah, I know. It calls 911.
All right.
That is funny. You know?
You've been listening to the American Adversaries. Larry Elder up next. Thank you so very much for listening. We really do appreciate it. Night, everybody.
Night.
Night.
Now the
news, opinion, passion, FM.